I guess it looks as if you're reorganizing your records.
Yeah.
Chronological?
No.
Not alphabetical?
Nope.
What?
Autobiographical.
That sounds...
comforting.
Yes.
For the Record on Nova 103.5.
My name is Jacques and welcome to For the Record, a show where I dig through my record collection, take something out, and we do a bit of a deep dive. I was doing a review of the episodes of For the Record just to myself, going through what I've done, and something I noticed is I've only done a handful of greatest hits or best of albums. And doing one today is perfect, because here's an artist that, while I'm sure 99.9% of the human population knows their one song, the mainstream appeal on individual albums is maybe not the strongest. Don't get me wrong, the band is great and they do have a cult following, but I want to show you as much as I can, hence a best of album. Spinning today on For the Record, a band that it's very difficult to find relevant interviews of, it's the Pixies with their best of album. It's called Wave of Mutilation. Everyone knows that song, right? The Pixies are an alternative rock band from the US, formed in 1986. The members you need to know are, on vocals, rhythm guitar, and the main songwriter, Black Francis, on lead guitar, Joey Santiago, on bass and vocals, Kim Deal, and David Lovering rounds them out on drums. So, formed in 1986, the band broke up in 1993, and whereas most compilations of this nature are released as soon as a band break up, Pixies did it slightly differently. For example, their original greatest hits, titled Death to the Pixies, was released in 1997, 4 years after the breakup. Then, officially in 2004, the band reunited and shortly after that put out what we call the Death to the Pixies replacement, and today's For the Record, Wave of Mutilation. Spinning first today, a song called Gigantic. It's the only song out of the entire Pixies catalog that wasn't solely written by Black Francis. He handled music, and Kim Deal, the bassist, handled the lyrics. So what's it about? Well, here's some random Dutch TV show in 1988. They beat me to the question, so here's bassist and singer on the song, Kim Deal.
What's that song about, Gigantic?
Sex between a black man and a white woman. In the 50s, where it wasn't like taboo to do that.
Originally off their first full-length studio album, Surfer Rosa, released in 1988, and also of today's record, Pixies Wave of Mutilation, their best of compilation, it's Gigantic.
Gigantic, gigantic, a big, big love. Gigantic,
Pixies and their song Gigantic off today's For the Record, their best of compilation, Wave of Mutilation. The lyrics, aside from Gigantic, are written by frontman Black Francis, and they're kind of wild. So much so that even members in the band aren't always sure what they mean. Here's Kim Deal.
Do you always understand his lyrics?
No, I have no idea what he thinks about him most of the time.
The song, Monkey's Gone to Heaven, originally off the band's 1989 album Doolittle, has some weird lyrics, if you will. Fans, critics, and I'm sure other members within the band have tried to interpret them, but according to Black Francis, the lyrics are meant to be surreal and meaningless, simply built around the title. A common speculation is that the song does take an environmentalist stance, and fair enough, it seems the song does deal with some environmental problems. For example, they sing about pollution in the lyrics Sludge from New York and New Jersey, the ozone depletion with the lyric Hole in the Sky, and then the greenhouse effect with the lyric And if the ground is not cold, everything is gonna burn. Regardless of the lyrics and the music, no matter how weird it got, the band's sincerity was invested in that one song at the time of creation. On the creative process, frontman Black Francis.
It's kind of like an experiment we do one at a time. It's like that, I don't know. To make a cool rock tune as our goal, and we live for only that song when we're making that song, you know.
By the way, his name isn't actually Black Francis. He just started his career under the name Frank Black, which is also not even his real name. His name is actually Charles Michael Kittredge Thompson IV. So let's stick with Black Francis. Originally off the band's 1989 album Doolittle, and today's For the Record, the best of Wave of Mutilation compilation, here's the Pixies, Monkey's Gone to Heaven.
For the Record on Nova 103.5. For the Record on Nova 103.5.
It's the best collection I've ever seen.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, I can only afford to buy just a few of these.
Give me $50 and they're all yours.
My name is Jacques and welcome back to For The Record, spinning today, Pixies and their best of album, Wave of Mutilation. We've had albums on the show that when it comes to sales have ranged anywhere from, you know, 10 million sold, 20 million sold. Michael Jackson's Thriller, anyone? What's that up to now? Like 60 million? Pixies' Wave of Mutilation sitting comfortably at around 500,000 in sales. But this band's followers are loyal. The name of the best of compilation wasn't taken out of nowhere. It's actually the name of a song off their 1989 album, Doolittle. Pixies drummer David Lovering described it as a very, quote, un-Pixies-like song, and he called it gentle and dreamy. He told Music Radar in an interview, it's an easy song to play, but it's very effective in the way it grabs people. It's got a very odd, arresting spirit. There's nothing else that sounds quite like it. So basically, a song the Pixies themselves call weird, which is fitting because the lyrical content, yeesh. Lead singer Black Francis, he described the song as being about, quote, Japanese businessmen who have failed in business, so they drive their cars off a pier into the ocean. And the heavy lyrical content doesn't end there. The song also references a lyric from the Charles Manson-penned Cease to Exist, released by the Beach Boys as Never Learn Not to Love. You maybe didn't know that the Beach Boys were linked to cult leader Charles Manson? Yeah, no, they were. Maybe one day we do a Beach Boys album and we can cover that. Talk about a very heavy subject matter part of the show. Voted by numerous music publications, including Rolling Stone magazine, as the Pixies' fourth best song of today's For The Record, here's Wave of Mutilation. Wave of Mutilation by the Pixies off today's For The Record, their best of album of the same name. The Pixies had their success already with a song that's coming later, but in 1989, Here Comes Your Man, a more accessible by the general public kind of song, was released. And the Pixies, they got a new kind of attention. Here's frontman Black Francis in 1989 on a Canadian television show.
People Magazine, the Pixies, what is it? What's going on? You're supposed to be a cult underground band.
Yeah, I guess somebody must have pulled strings in the electro publicity department in New York or something.
So sure, if you take your average top 40 chart, the average Pixies song was maybe not really fitting in there. But like I said, Here Comes the Man, something else happened. On the Billboard US Alternative Airplay charts, the song reached number 3, and its origin can be traced to Black Francis's early days.
You wrote that song when you were 15?
About, I suppose, yeah, 15 or so. 15, 16.
Now, bear in mind, he wrote the song when he was 15, and the lyrical content is a little something else. In an interview with NME, Francis commented on the meaning of the song. He said, it's about winos and hobos traveling on the trains who die in the California earthquake while urinating themselves. Before the earthquakes, everything gets very calm. Animals stop talking and birds stop chirping and there's no wind. It's very ominous. I've been through a few earthquakes, actually, because I grew up in California. I was only in one big one in 1971. I was very young and I slept right through it. I've been awake through lots of small ones at school and at home. It's very exciting, actually, a very comical thing. It's like the earth is shaking, and what can you do? Nothing. What 15-year-old writes songs like this? Of today's For the Record, the Pixies' best of album, Wave of Mutilation, here's the song called Here Comes Your Man.
For the Record on Nova 103.5. You're tuned to For the Record only on Nova 103.5.
Yes, she's here. Bring it to me now. Thank you, Phil.
Why'd you get it sent here?
Carla wouldn't approve. She thinks it's dumb to spend $600 on an LP. Well,
Carla's right. Why don't you just spend $13 on a CD, man?
My name is Jacques, and welcome back to For the Record. Spinning today, it's Pixies and their best of album, Wave of Mutilation. And we have finally come to that song. Like, if you've only heard one Pixie song in your life, odds are it's this one.
Where is my mind?
Where Is My Mind was originally released off the band's 1988 debut, Surfer Rosa. The song was produced by Steve Albini, who sadly passed away very recently, May 8th of this year. So rest in peace, Steve. Steve Albini, though he has a producing credit list the length of a rugby field, the average person might not have heard of him. So aside from the Pixies, you might know this album. That's Heart-Shaped Box off of Nirvana's 94 album, In Utero. Guitarist Joey Santiago explained a bit in an interview with NME about the song's origin.
Charles called me up and he says, I got this thing and we have Vietnamese food. I said, I'm hungry and I want to hear your new stuff. So went over there and he showed me the chord progression, and that was really it. And I go, that's very interesting. You know, and he showed me the chorus and was like, this is awesome. So I picked up a guitar, an extra guitar, and that riff that I play in electric came like that. And it was like, okay, we're keeping that.
Where Is My Mind was a big song for the band for sure, but it was 11 years after its release in the year 1999 when it reached an even further audience after being used in the film Fight Club. During the ending scene, and without giving away too many spoilers, here's guitarist Joey again.
You know, the music is there, just, it was done by the Dust Brothers. And it's all this mechanical stuff, you know, and kind of hard rhythms. And when the poop was hitting the fan, the building started collapsing, you would think that it's going to be like something, you know, but what's the first thing you hear? Acoustic guitar. It's like, what a juxtapose. And I was just like, I'm getting goosebumps right now.
And Where Is My Mind can boast something I think no other song can. It involves a software glitch, a rover, and a little red planet we call our neighbor. Here's drummer David Lovering.
The most amazing thing about Where's My Mind, though, is that, I don't know how many years back, but there was a Mars rover from JPL that went to Mars. And it had a software glitch on it, and it couldn't get booted up or whatever. But one of the mornings, the way they rebooted the computer on the rover, on the surface, was to play Where's My Mind. And that was just like... I can't think of any other Pixie story that I think is cooler than that.
A recurring theme so far regarding Pixie's lyrics are that they are either really intense, weird, or nonsensical. So in a song singing about little fish and animals hiding behind rocks and feet in the air and heads on the ground, what is this song going to be about? And to be honest, I was expecting some weird, insane, dark story, but Black Francis, in an interview with Select magazine in 1997, simply said of the song's lyrics, "That came to me from snorkeling in the Caribbean and having this very small fish trying to chase me. I don't know why. I don't know too much about fish behavior." Super straightforward. From NASA and JPL to Hollywood blockbusters, and of course, the thousands of cover versions of the song.
Where is my mind?
Where Is My Mind's cultural impact and its legacy, considering the size of the band The Pixies compared to some other artists, is unmatched. My name is Jacques, and thank you for joining me today for another episode of For The Record, where we took a look at The Pixies' best of album, Wave Of Mutilation. Ending today, like I said, if there's one song you've ever heard of them, it's probably this one, Where Is My Mind.
Stop.
For the Record on Nova 103.5.